Like, we just all tell you. We just tell you, oh, it's Friday. And then tomorrow's a mock presentation, right? But actually, tomorrow is a week. Okay, I'm not saying anything.
I hope it's like that. The sooner
we
get it over
it,
the better.
Yeah.
Oh,
well, you're still going to have a mock presentation on Friday, though.
Huh?
You still are going to have another state presentation on Friday, though. Okay. So the reason I'm doing this is because the more real you psychologically think it is tomorrow, and by all means, it actually is the actual presentation. So I'm just telling you. But the more you can do that, the more you will. I'm just gonna close it a little bit. The more you get out of it, like the thing is, like in terms of the science of it, if tomorrow you go up there and like you know you go through everything just like the way you did something, chances are everybody does something wrong. This will always happen. Even if you're perfect like Zena, you're still gonna get taken. You try to be perfect, and you find those two or three things that maybe are missing, and then when you do your final presentation, it's going to be so good, because you corrected for those really imperfections that when you really try hard to be perfect, like already perfect.
Why are you trying to change that?
I'm not trying to change So anyways, tomorrow, so the other thing is, tomorrow's the only one where all the teachers are there. So in other words, when on Friday, they're going to mix everybody up. So you're going to be presenting with people who you don't know, and then we're not going to be as nice. In fact, here's my secret strategy. I will tell you guys all now, right? So I'm probably going to be in some room. One or two or three or more of you may or may not be in that room, right?
Yeah.
Because it's all, I may or may not know. So my strategy is that in the real presentation, I will be like, I mean, I'm not saying I'm going to be tough, but I will be like, if this is wrong, this is wrong. Like, if this is not interesting, it's not interesting. You know, like, I'm not going to be like, oh, you know, this is all beautiful, this is all great, this is amazing. You know, I'm going to say, like, this is cool, and, like, I see what you're getting, but I also see a flaw in this logic, or, you know, or, yeah, I wouldn't say it like that, probably.
Is there actually,
yeah,
are there real teachers, like,
they're not actually, okay, so the other thing on Friday, the other reason you should perfect it, so that Friday's good, because Friday is your first chance to impress real faculty, like permanent faculty. So like for me, actually, I had Anthony Dean, who was a pretty, like he was one of the founders of this program. And like, you know, I made a good impression, I guess, right? Because I talked to him afterwards. You know, I mean, I'm not saying that will like necessarily is what do for you, but say like you get, you know, I don't know, like say you got Richard Day or something as your critic, right? And you show your thing and he's like, whoa, like I never thought about that. I can't believe you did that in a week. You know, I'm just saying, like that's helpful. You know. Yeah. In addition to Richard Day, you can also impress me, who's sitting right next to you. I'm like, nice. You know.
During the feedback
question,
if people think that your idea is boring,
will
they try to tell you like this is boring?
It depends on who the critic is. Right. I'm presuming they haven't told you who your critics are.
Oh,
yeah.
Oh yeah.
You mean that? Yes.
Okay. This is all off the record, so whatever you guys want to talk about, if you do know or you don't know, then just talk to me. I don't know. But if you do happen to know who your critics are, and like, you know, like, they're all different. I mean, look, some of them, well, I'm not going to sugarcoat it. Some of, like, we had people in last year where somebody was kind of crying, basically, because, like, the critic was basically like, you know, why are we doing this? Like, I'm sorry, I had to say that because it actually did happen. So I'm not saying it's going to be all sweet, but you also should not be deflated by anything that they would say. You know, I think the critic, like that, the particular example I had was basically like, oh, you're not in that area, like, why don't you learn how to do it the real way, kind of, you know? Which.
You're not in that area, what do you mean?
I mean, you know, like, basically this person wasn't, you know, in the kind of fashion wearable thing, and then she tried to do something in that area, and, you know, it was. And you shouldn't take it negative. Even if somebody says something like that to you, like, I'm sure you talk to one of us, our teachers, we'll tell you, like, that's not, like, a personal thing. And also, it just depends on the personality of the professor. I mean, probably 80% of the time, you're probably going to get a professor who's just going to be super positive about everything. That's possible, too. You guess then, he'll just be like, oh, this is great, this is amazing, you guys are doing great work. And then he'll give you a bunch of resources. He'll get like, you could try, you know, machine learning blank, you can try this, you could try that. Like, he wouldn't, like, he would definitely not discourage you from becoming a fashion designer if you never ever so close before, you know, like, he definitely would, you know. So it just depends on who you have. Okay, the second thing I need to say is that I believe they give you guys feedback on us as teachers. I think there's a web form at some point that's coming. You know, you can do it when I'm not around, whatever. But honestly, for me, it doesn't matter, basically, really, what you do with that. But I would say, like, if you appreciate, like, kind of some of the teaching style elements I had during this class, I would just, like, kind of tell people, like, tell Sven and tell, you know, just say, like, that was cool. I want it to be done this way. Because guess what? If somebody tells them that, in the future, they're going to be more likely to kind of pick up this type of style, too. So, you know, for me, the form and stuff doesn't matter. And it's just, you know, if you guys want, just tell people. Just say, like, oh, okay, this is, I really like the way things done, like, this way. You know, tell Sven. Like, he'll be, like, super, you know, positive, and then he'll, you know, when you guys teach boot camp, he will tell you, like, oh, yeah, you get to do this, you know, so that's, you know, yeah, you guys can all teach boot camp, too, like, every single one of you can teach boot camp, and you will, like, do great at it, too. It's fun, too. You learn it really in depth, too, you know, so those are the two main things I want to say. So for today's class, I know you guys are all working on your finals and stuff, right? So I want to take questions from you as well. Just quickly, like, how many people think they would be interested in me showing basically a demo with classes and what that class involves is using basically neural networks? I'm going to kind of build a neuron. Yeah.
Again?
Are you guys interested in that? It's not again, it's in processing now. We don't have to do it, but I can also do it with a subset of you if you guys want to see that. It's just using classes. If not, I can also take, like, an area. Like, for example, like, if you guys all did such and such, but you haven't done a certain area, we can go and try to tackle one. And it would be kind of off the cusp. And I would just go, like, kind of, you know, look for it and processing. It's up to you. Also, we can also just do work session, and just I can just come around and just like help. You know, is that more? So, who's more for like a demo of some sort? Who's more for like help session and just? Okay, so we'll do it that way. We're gonna do the. We're just gonna work, and then. You have questions, we're just going to come over and work things out, okay? So before that though, just real quickly, I'll show you what I did for my boot camp, so you guys get an idea.
Can you show us also how you structured your presentation?
Sure, I'll actually give you my presentation right now. I'm not going to do like every slide, but I'll give you an idea of what it was like. Yeah, that's a really good point. You guys want to see like what that kind of, yeah. So let me see. I have a schedule from last year. Let me see. I'm actually curious. Okay. So we have the people we had, you know, Catherine, we have Justin Baxley, we have Anthony Dean, like I said.
Is it one DC or one DC faculty or?
It's mostly one DT permanent faculty. So like for example here, it's gonna be one permanent faculty. And then one alumni who is kind of working in the field, like somewhat substantially. And then one or two, I guess it would be two TAs.
TA within the TA campus.
Is it clear? So I think the TA's not really gonna ask questions that much though. I think it's mostly for these two people to ask you questions. Yeah. And again, it depends on who you get. I can't really tell you someone is hard versus, you know. Okay, so I will give you my sort of quick presentation. So my presentation, I'm just going to give you a rough idea of it without going through all 8 minutes of it. Is, huh? What font is this? This is just Calibri Light. It's so easy, right? It's so easy to impress people. It's like, whoa, that's amazing font, man. And I'll also tell you the feedback that I got, like kind of, as far as I remember at least, the negatives, you know. So, my project was on Gestalt, like the wholeness of perception is what Gestalt is. So, okay, again, I'm not gonna go over the presentation. But basically I started, like you all should, just a quick note about where you're coming from, like what you're doing. Make sure your slides are all, no limited text. Like, in fact, I would try to do, like, from last year to this year, I evolved from this amount of text to, like, basically zero text. Like, I have three words, like, you know, my text. And I actually, my current thing is, like, I have a whole half of just pictures. And by picture, I mean, like, one picture. Like, your best picture. Because I found that you have three or four pictures, people don't look at the three or four pictures. They look at the best picture. So if you have like the best picture, you just put on your best picture. That's it. It's like putting on your best clothes. So I would say actually reduce the number of pictures from here and reduce kind of, I mean, I already have very few text, you know, concise. I don't need great else anymore. I just put AI, fashion, boom, neuroscience, you know. Yeah, I don't know if they asked for that, because somebody, you guys got this thing where you have to do all these, right? So this is also my version of what I have to do when they gave us that. Like, you guys probably got something like your slide should be this, this, or this. Because Keister was telling me that there was some guidelines.
Well, he said like you have to have like half of our.
Like, you don't need a lot of stuff, though. You need, like, one thing. Like, I'm a neuroscientist, and they'll be like, whoa, what? That's the neuro guy in DT, right? So simple, right? And then I just gave a, and, like, I think you guys, I'm not saying I did it perfectly here, but you should give people the design process, basically. So I basically said, like, this is how I was starting, I was, like, looking at how I can do narratives, and I was looking at sensory audition stuff, and then I kind of arrived, this, you know, into this, like, okay, how should I think about wholeness of perception? Like, you know, how do you perceive? It's, like, from, kind of, from, like, psychology, basically. So you should have something like that. You should have some precedents. I don't think my precedents were particularly great, but, you know, because I was like showing a bunch of them. So instead of this, instead of showing a bunch of precedents, show like two. Like seriously, I would just... Don't do videos of presidents.
Okay.
Don't do presidents. I mean, a gift is okay. Like, just anything that shows what it is. Because you show a video, that's like at least a minute of, you know, pressing buttons. And it's not your own work. So there's no point. Yeah, you don't want to use that kind of time. People do this, but I would not do that. I would just show a gift if you're going to have a video. Show a gift of a president. And again, like, I would show two. Like, could be one, but I would just show like two. And so you pick the one that's relevant. Like, you just give them what they want, you know? That's what the presentation is about. It's not about expressing your own thing sometimes. It's about, like, kind of, they want to get to know what your core theme idea is. So you give that to them out front. And some people like to do outlines, by the way. I didn't do this, but some people, like right here, basically, like agenda, right? Kind of in our teaching slides. Oh, I'm going to talk about me, and I'm going to give you my thing, and then I'm giving you my web, right? You could do that. Just don't spend a lot of time. Like, you have one slide that's like...
Oh, like how this presentation is going to go?
Yeah. I would recommend, if you do that, I recommend just putting it on your intro slide. So, you have one, maybe two pictures of what you do, and then on the left side is like, I'm going to talk about this, this, and this. And it's not like I'm going to talk about this six things. It's going to be just literally, like, I'm going to talk about three things. You know what I mean? Like just simple. Like, limited amount of text. Because you'd be surprised if you go back and ask people the amount of text that they process during the presentation, it's something like 20%. Like, they don't really, here's the dirty secret, guys. They don't care what you wrote on your slides. You could have shown them an elephant. Like they care about the image, sorry, not the image, the text. You could have written elephant, is what I mean. Because most of the time they're not really reading it. They're reading the title, and they kind of try to process it if they are really serious about you. But most of the time, they look at what image you have. And you're lucky if they're looking at this, because sometimes they're just looking at your own notes. They look at a video if it's interesting and has cool music. Like Zeta Fiego does, but immediately they're going to look at it because it has cool music and the eyes are moving. You know. That's what they look at. They're not gonna read like Alley Cat goes to school, Alley Cat now looks, but they're not gonna do that. So don't worry about it. In fact, I think somebody, you know, there was a story that Chris Mann or somebody told where like somebody put like something in their presentation about the program or some stupid thing that was like, you know, something stops or something, right? And nobody noticed, like it just went right through. And then like people ask him out there, did you see anything like strange in the presentation? He's like, no, the slides are well done. ideas are well illustrated. I really like the point by point, you know, whatever. Good wording. I'm like, no, seriously, like, yeah. So that's why you don't really need text. You need like, you know, this is the text you need. That's it. My project is just thoughts. Boom. Yeah. And then immediately they're wondering about it. Immediately like, oh, what is this? So what is that font? Like, yeah. So yeah. So even this text, like, basically the people tell me they look at this and.
Yeah,
there's no, you know. Right? That's what you got to look at, right? They saw this thing and they saw this thing. So what I should have done is just blow those two things up. The other stuff kind of just fade in the background, you know, it's not that important. No, they're not going to look at it. Yeah, they probably look at that, and because I'm smiling, they think I'm a really good guy. So you should do that. People love this kind of thing, like, you're thinking about your thing, right? So you're like, and this guy is super cognitive and... Basically, most of the communication during a presentation has nothing to do with what you actually give out. as a presentation. Like most of it is like your attitude, the sense of belief, your confidence. Like that is the biggest thing. Like forget about. So I think especially for the kind of I don't want to stereotype, but like the Chinese speakers or like not as great English yet. Don't worry about the language having to be perfect. Just stand up there and be like, you know, just like, I worked on blah, 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 and it was, you know, I started doing, you know, just have the attitude. As long as you have that, they're not going to, in fact, it's very hard for them to criticize this guy. Yeah. Come on, how do you criticize this guy? Mm-hmm. Right?
Yeah. Like,
you associate yourself with a person who's positive and confident, they find it really hard to, they will give you what they think is good for your career. They're not going to personally say something about you. So I would totally go for that. Okay. Again, precedents, one or two. Again, too much text here. Too much text here, but for now, I just wanted to like kind of actually tell you what I did because, you know, this is what I was doing. So it's basically twofold. I did one project where I looked at the way you perceive things in terms of everything around you. So what I did is I did like a 360 tour of the C12. So I can actually show that to you. So I actually think it's okay to switch into web. I mean, this is me. I think it's okay. So everything...
Oh, switching into web?
Yeah, because you're building a website, right? So I think it's actually fine to... I mean, from... I think some people are saying it's not professional to go from their slides to their web or something. But if your web is beautiful, like, just do it, right? Because, you know, so here's my, So this is my 364 of D12. By the way, Sven has used this. Yeah, I did a Rico. So what you're hearing are the noises of D12. So I kind of bring in the sort of the audio element as well. So when you go into here, it will go into that area. Yeah, there used to be a ping pong table. There used to be a telephone booth right there. Yeah, that's me. So you can move back and forth in this environment. And I think one of the reasons I was doing was actually my dad was sick at this time. And I actually wanted to show him D12, like to be honest. My mom too. And the audio is actually P5, so some of you guys are asking about P5. You need to run this on a server if you're doing P5. Did everybody figure that out? Okay, anyways. So the music was kind of an attempt to model the D12 environment. Because I went from kind of, the gestalt idea was like, first I'm just going to hear what's going on, right? But actually all that thing was translating to experience. I was just kind of giving the feeling of being there without the actual voice of being there. So by the way, you can actually go through this area. So you can go here. There's some random pieces of funny stuff here. So you can go through.
Is it all in here?
What? No, it's, I forgot the name of the thing, but it's a, yeah, I know. But it's actually a package specifically designed for 360 tours, basically. Well, I haven't gotten to my processing project yet. This is just the, this is the web project, yeah. So the web project, here's the piano. And then I have some YouTube person playing piano. We don't need to see that right now. But you do P5 basically to do this down and also to put this thing on there. So this can be like stopped like this. And actually it's kind of doing a very basic musical visualizer on the bottom. Wait, let me just go through this whole thing, and then, because, you know, there's Zen back there, I just want to show you. So this is the kitchen. You can go and hang out in the microwave. Yeah. Okay, anyways. Let me just get this spin, the quiet zone. So this is Sven's office right here. So he's telling you to obey. And then this is Sven talking, anyways. Yeah, I just linked it. They're just links. But to do the custom hotspots is actually kind of a pain. Like, you have to go in and change your code and, you know, it's a... Yeah, I'm not really a web person. I don't like web that much, so... Okay, so anyways. And, by the way, if you guys want to show it to your parents or whatever to see what it's like, people asked me to do this, actually. They were like, what is default like? So, I'll put this on the... Totally, go ahead and use it. So I basically kept my slides minimal and spent the time going around this room. It took me like 3 minutes to go around that room. And then after that, just going back and present my next set of presidents for kind of the part two, right? So that was kind of part one where I try to, you know, what is it really like to be in this environment, you know? And then my second part was about basically combining text and sound and photography in narration to come up with a kind of a new way to do narrative storytelling. So I call it stream. So that was another part of where you bring the wholeness of perception together. By the way, that didn't always work for all the, you know, like Anthony was like, okay, I kind of see what you're getting at, but I need a more solid thing. So I think for you guys' project, try to aim for that too. Like, that's one of the things I could have done better to make it even more tangible. Like, they want a very solid thing. Like, you did specifically this. You know, I think I was kind of a little bit on the artsy side too, so it maybe depends on who your crits are. Some people, they don't like the artsy side so much, so maybe they crit you more. But that also doesn't mean that it's a completely valid criticism in any case. So anyway, so that's what I did.
Okay.
Yeah.
On those slides, did you just explain like the overall concept? Like, do you just get a little introduction before you go deeper?
Yeah, actually, I have to say, like, for now, I don't think we need the text here for now. And to be honest, like, because being the president, you kind of explain something, so I would actually... Yeah, like you were saying, like, basic idea and just explain yourself how you got to that point, you know. I forgot how I said it during my presentation, but I definitely probably could have done a better job of, like, linking those ideas together so there's a more coherent aspect, like, two different aspects of the same general concept a little bit more. That would have helped as well. But I would say you don't need as much text now. I mean, now I don't use this kind of text. I do this amount of text when it's like really detailed technical information. But the actual thing, I would just replace it with like a photo of your game, you know? Or, you know, maybe your game on one side, you know, this thing on the bottom, and then on the other side, either president or some illustrative component of that, or a gift or something, right? That would actually be pretty effective, I think, actually, instead of having a lot of text. But on the other hand, though, okay, so having said all that, it depends on the person. Like, so for example, if you can't remember a lot of things, and like kind of, you know, in terms of language, you know, because sometimes it's very daunting to go up there and try to explain all your stuff just from your mind, right? So, yeah, I totally get it. So for those of you who do that, here's what I suggest. Do not have the notes in here. So what people do is there's a bar here, and you write the notes here, right? But the problem is when you have them, you have to go into that screen to be able to see everything. I would try to have as little as that as possible. Like, preferably none. And just move anything in there into the slides, but in a very condensed way. Like, for example, like, instead of saying for readers to go blah, I would just say, like, visual language on this slide. Do you see why? Because visual language is the cue that you can now use to talk about that whole aspect of it. Like, you don't need all that. So, and the other thing is saving real estate. It's like, you show your beautiful game here. It'd be even better if it's a gift. So I'll show you, like, what kind of what I did afterwards. But I can show that there. Whoa, it's like this game that's already going. And all you need is, like, visual language, and then maybe mention this person's name, you know, if it's critical. Basically, I was using this guy's photography. Maybe even not. And then embody person or something. Like, if you have, like, two or three things you're going to talk about, have those three things right there. Have that image, and that's pretty, you know, that's a pretty decent amount. Yeah. If you can't remember stuff so well, do that. Like, have the text there. Yeah. And I know it's hard to, like, have the talk during the thing. It's much easier to read it. If you do have to read it, so first of all, hopefully you never have to read anything from the slides, okay? Like, you never have to go, like, oh, I was trying to tell the whole story outside space time, just like, you know. I mean, like, you don't need to, like, read your text. But if you ever have to kind of wonder, say, oh shit, I can't remember this stuff, right? What I would do is a quote. Because you can't, quotes, they can't subtract you from reading it. You know what I mean? Like, if you have ever written a quote, then you're kind of legally able to read it. You know, it's like, quote, blah, 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 Ray. You know? Now, I'm not telling you to do that. You should not be doing that. Yeah, exactly. Like, John said that, right? But I'm not saying you should do that, but I also realize some of us, we just feel anxious and we can't remember, you know? And so, you know. But try to keep it minimal. That's why you need to practice. That's why tomorrow you're gonna try to go with minimal slides, okay? So tomorrow I really do want to see everyone picture, try to avoid words. If you find that you fail tomorrow, you can add in words. Right? So, you know what I mean? That's why we have tomorrow. Tomorrow, like, two, three words only, try to get through it. Don't worry, it'll be easier than you think. Because you'll be just making shit up. It's like, it's so, yeah, like, you know, it's about how the body comes together. You know, you just start making stuff up, but after a while, you'll be making up the right stuff. That's the point. So, and if it doesn't work, you can add it in after tomorrow. See? It's all covered. So just tomorrow, little or no text, pictures. Try to do it. Okay. And then I kind of gave my next step. So I'll just show you my other thing. I actually end up putting it kind of on the web as well, but what the game looks like, and this is like, I don't think this is a cool project, but because it's a little bit too complicated, but basically I just made a video. So someone said about, like, making videos, it is a very effective way of storytelling. So basically I was kind of emulating this, like, analog technology kind of thing and putting things together. You get a sense of this anyways. So it's kind of like, how do you say? It's kind of like tied with the music. So I actually did, like, a Fourier transform of the music signal and basically coordinated the movements with the music's pitches, basically. And then this is what you would see when you're actually playing the game.
Did you
make it to C5? No, this is just processing. This is a video of my game. Yeah, remember that thing you guys were talking about videos? Yeah. I mean, you can play it as well, I have it, but I just figured I'd show the video because it's easier. You know. So this is, you go through the set of photos. So there's a lot of transformation going on. People are like, well, this is trippy, but it's kind of crazy.
So it's like an image of an image.
Yeah. That's the main thing to take away. You know, everybody wants to do sort of like a text adventure-ish kind of thing. Sometimes also through reusing code. You know, so that's where I reuse my code into. And I think the text just is hard, man. As John and Zena are finding out, it's a really interesting problem. It's like, how do you incorporate text? Because they're automatically reading it, you know? It's really interesting. But yeah, in this case, it's photo within the photo, and if you keep going into the photo within the photo, basically you can either go out or in, basically. That's what's happening. And then when you go, it goes all the way back to the beginning. So it's like a loop. So it's like gestalt. Whoa. Yeah.
How should most people grow up with it? Can you like show the
Yeah, I think, so, you know, like, so for my website, it was easy, because all I had to do is go around the D12, right? So I understand, like, most websites are not like that. Do you want me to come up with an example?
Like, for example, if your site is just kind of explaining your product, can you kind of explain?
Well, I don't have any multi-page sites right now on here, but that's, like, easily amenable to that, but, do you want me to give you a, do you want an example? Like, do you have your web thing up, or?
I mean, I'll look it up.
Oh, okay.
Let's say, like, you know, whatever. I'm, like, back from a game. I have my game. I talk about it. That's, like, the principles. It's kind of like my presentation, like, in a website form. Should I be like, here, I'm going to prove to you guys I'm doing a website. And then just kind of, like, scroll through it.
I would kind of, like, probably, do you have videos in your website, or?
I would actually put a demo video on my site, which would make more sense for me.
Yeah, that would be helpful.
Okay.
But other than that, like, just go through, yeah, I'm not really sure, like, show pictures. Like, people love pictures.
Okay.
You know, like, show pictures, I don't know, I, like, hopefully it shouldn't take, like, to be honest, my web thing took a little long because I was like going through the D12. It depends on what your web thing is actually doing. Like if you, like for example, if yours is like selling a game, you probably want, you know, or you probably want to take through the user. So they go on the main page, they see a landing page, and they go in and they see this product, they can see a demo video, they can download the game, you know, what happens if, you know, etc. Right? Like it's a workflow. Like I guess that's the point. Like your website should be kind of a workflow. So if it's your personal portfolio, just ask like you're an employer or you're somebody who's interested in you to go on the website. What would they see? Like first they see this, then they click on this, then they look at a video, blah blah blah. Yeah.
Okay, cool.
And also like I think I didn't really say this yet, but for the main presentation, number one thing, beyond everything else, right, is don't run out of time to show your stuff. Don't run out of time to show your stuff. The 9 words you need to know. Seriously, because I see a lot of things where it's just like, oh, here's my president, and like, and I just wanted to explore that. And you know, but we couldn't do that, so then we did, you know, you spend like 6 minutes talking about like somebody else's stuff and how you came up with the idea, and you're left with like 2 minutes to show your game or something. Like that is kind of, you know, that's the worst situation in my opinion. If you have the heir, Feaster, she's got the best situation. She gets to show her thing right there, you know? It doesn't matter how long it's gonna take, it's just gonna, you're gonna get the game. That's actually like really good. Cause you're putting out your thing out there first to see what you did first. Or if not, at least you get to the point where you show your thing. And then regardless of what happened and what other explanations, they can ask you during the question and answer. It doesn't matter. Like, if you skip a couple of details about how you thought about a certain nuance part of the game, they're going to ask you anyways. So just spend time on the demo. You know, spend time on your game and your, you know, your website. Like, if your website is obvious, I wouldn't spend as much time on it. Like, if it's just kind of like, this is how I get the game, you know, then all you have to do is just like show the graph, you know, the graphics, basically how it feels, you know. But if your game is like nuanced, like the text adventure, right, then you want to just spend most of your time doing that. Yeah.
If
our website basically really simple and
it just has the code for our
project
in it,
and
it's about page, for example,
I don't know, that's you gotta talk in Nicole about that. Yeah. I would talk to Nicole about that.
I guess I can ask you that she answered that tomorrow.
Yes, question.
So, if in your game or like your thing has a lot of text, what do you do in that situation? It's not on your presentation, but your actual product has text in it.
Well, I would first try to figure out if there's a way to make things more concise if possible.
The thing is, like, you know, if anyone's playing your game, you want the text to be explained, like to be, you know, detailed enough to explain to them what exactly they need to do, but when you're presenting, you don't.
You should read it. You should read the text.
Word by word?
Well, I mean, okay, so you cannot read it word by word. I mean, and you have used a lesser number of words, right?
Got it.
You use that lesser number of words in your game. So if you can't read the text in your game word by word, which means you have to condense it, that means you should use the condensed version in your game. Because that's enough information for them. Yeah. So I would just read it word by word because, you know, if that page is not like, you're not trying to explain a concept, you're just trying to, like, you know, help people play the game. Because if they have to read it, and they have to do something in their head, but you reading it out for them, they already understood.
I guess the specific in my case, like, every single word is very important, the way you describe something is different. When I present it, I don't necessarily need to put, well, yeah, I want to put it in a certain scenario, but that would be the problem.
I hear what you mean. In your case,
I'm going to talk really fast.
No, I think in your case, I think it will be understandable. Because when you show them later on, by the way, there's always a mystery going around these things.
It's not working. I don't want to tell people exactly what it is.
Yeah.
Like, you got to see it tomorrow, and then I have to want the authentic reaction.
Try to condense it as best you can, but when you show it, time yourself going through the game. You know what I mean? Time yourself going through the game. Like, just say it out loud. Like, time yourself saying it out loud. Like, don't time yourself, like, playing. Because you'll be like, oh, I understand that. Time yourself saying those words out loud. And make sure it's like, you know, 4 minutes or something, right? Like, yeah.
What
happened? Sven emailed you guys?
Yeah.
Well, I didn't get that email, so. You guys have questions about it? Okay, so you guys have any questions about where you would be Richard and Lucian's thing, you're
John.
Lucian is super cool. I work with Richard as well.
Richard.
future of the
Yuzhen Zhen.
Is he Joe?
I don't know. He's never heard of me. But Yuzhen Zhen is super Joe. Super cool.
Where was that?
Yeah, that's right.
I'm
going
to
go on. Oh, well, he's going to go. Yeah, because dad is. Because you're getting more criticism, and if you're good, that means you're getting positive criticism. You know? So when you wait, but I would, you should definitely try to indigo first. That's like a thing. If this is not like the order, if this order was actually like, you know,
volunteer,
I would try to go a little early because you get your attention, and then if you're engaged, you're either going to get the full brunt of your criticism, which you want, because you want to try to make things better in the future.
Yeah.
Or you're going to get the best praise ever because they saw what amazing work you truly did. So I would try to go first if there was a choice.
Okay.
And you get to go, like, you get to, like, when you're sitting there, like, listening to other people, you have two choices. Either you're sitting there listening, going, oh shit, man, I didn't have this in my mind. Or you sit there and go, that's alright, I did that. So, you know. Like, you just watch it. Well,
I'm
not
gonna do that.
Yeah, you're just watching your shit, it's like, yeah, that's alright, I've seen you better. Or you compare, you're like, hey, the previous presentation had that, the previous presentation, you know, you have to think about your own stuff, you think about vacations, and, you
know,
the trip watching on Sunday, you know.
Question.
Yeah.
So, like, I think, like, so is there a chance that you could teach us, like, in a way that's like, oh, you didn't do a good job?
You didn't do a good job?
Yeah.
Yeah, of course there's a chance.
It's like, what am I going to do?
Who's your thing again? Just for a
second. Yeah, again. No, like, just for a little bit of course, kind of like.
It's this job, right?
Yeah. No, John is a job.
So two of us are going to come the other day, but she had a quote, actually. But she's actually really cool. I wouldn't say she's like super nice. Like, I don't think I wouldn't put her in the. I would say she's kind of good. Like, she'll tell you stuff. Like, she's not gonna be mean. Like, she's very cool person. She's not gonna mean. She wants the best for you. But I wouldn't put her in the category of just like. Following you all over here. Like, some of the people in there, I would say two or three of those are kind of like just super nice people too. I don't want to say, like, you know, but there are certain people who are like just really nice in there as well. But I think most of them are kind of pretty standard. Like, they're all doing kind of similar personalities. I wouldn't say any of them are.
I mean, the feedback that we're going to get from these presentations, just like, oh, so that we could, like, think about it for a big turn right here.
Yeah. So, the question that we want. Yeah.
It's just saying it, because we haven't been able to set any questions.
Over
a mask.
I also noticed that they kind of tend to do this thing where someone is maybe slightly more critical and someone who's kind of slightly more nice. They
look
like, they kind of build a little bit of, you know.
I'm just saying,
like, you know, they definitely couldn't put like two super nice. That's all I'm saying. I wouldn't worry about it though. Like, you know.
I don't know.
Oh, I don't know. They send us anything. We even have to be there. So, I don't
know. Yeah, we have to be there. I mean, you can
come
to
our
president. I mean, you should be happy you got a faculty that's full time in DT and is part of the main part of our community. That's
How do you
think
that?
Oh, yours then?
Yeah.
It's not a money investment. Yours then, too?
Yeah.
Yeah.
We're all
in the friends
together.
Yeah. Well, I have to say
this, Ben.
He's doing everything in this program since it started. He's seen presentations that are amazing. He's seen trying to do fun and whatever. He likes funny stuff, you know, and he can capture some attention. But on the other hand, he will, like, if you made a good impression on a very technical or whatever aspect of it, he will, like, probably celebrate. He'll tell everybody about it. You know, he told people about, like, doing push-ups with Yeah, I know you do it, right? You know, I'm like, it's random, I'm just saying, but if you express it in some way, you know, it's kind of the easiest, to be honest. You just have to, have a strong, just have a strong statement of what you're doing. And it has to kind of, make sense, but also be, he likes, like, crazy, funny, weird shit, basically. But that doesn't mean you should do that. I'm just saying, like... No, that doesn't mean you should do that. It's just like, he happens to be very impressed by this kind of thing. But it could also be a technical thing where he's just like, that's so amazing that he did that. Like, But he's the best at it, actually. Because he's like very... He doesn't really criticize you. He just wants you to do well. And he'll just try to... Maybe, like, ask me questions. Like, they ask me questions. Oh, no, not yet. I'm trying to talk a lot of things at one time. But in your presentation, I give you the kind of secret strategy for you to pay attention to in the question and answer phase, right? Think about it. Sit in your shoes, right? They're here watching this presentation. Some of them are probably, to be honest, right? Okay, we've seen that before. I mean, I was doing it. I know we've got a bunch of them in front of us. Some are great, but our bond is amazing. So I think I'll go first. But as time goes by, you're going to use your attention span in particular areas. And so what happens is a lot of those details will kind of get washed away. But what they're not expecting you to do, this is what I would at least think about doing, is they're not expecting you to ask them questions. But if you know your Chris and can ask a question that's relevant to your project and has to do with them and how they can answer it, totally, like, they will definitely be impressed. So that, I don't know if that's necessarily a huge thing for him because he sees everything and he's not doing a lot of research or something. But if you're in Richard's section, I would ask Richard a question. How many times do you get to ask Richard a question anyways? You know what I'm saying? He's an expert. None of you guys are anybody, right? Oh, you are, Like, I don't know enough about his career to know whether he's done the last round and stuff, but if he did, I would, like, ask him a question. He will be, like, that's how you're going to...
Yeah, it's important.
Yeah, I mean, you have to make sense. He's going to ask him a question, and then you're going to answer, but in your answer, you can now say, oh, yeah, like, do you know about using this or this? Actually, knowing that he's done that, and can answer it. Like, you don't
have to... make your job
done. Exactly. You don't have to tell them that you know them. But you can ask them the thing that they are experts in.
Right.
Because you're going to get the most information from them that way too. So that's the secret. Don't tell other people.
So relating it to something
that
you don't
get.
So you can ask them questions
like, oh, how do you
need this? Okay, I don't want to run your presentation by going, oh, my God, you're like, how do you need this? No. That doesn't mean you have to do that. I'm just saying, in the right context, asking them a question brings your attention upwards. People like to talk about their own work. Everybody loves to talk about their own shit. So you're somebody who's experienced and have, I don't think Sven would fit into that. I think he's more about you guys. So, you could ask a question, but it doesn't, But, you have to do a game. One of the world's foremost experts on games. So, if you have something that's relevant, you can explain it a little bit and then show your ignorance and ask them questions. Totally doable.
Okay.
Yeah, you have to be the right context. You have to be prepared for it, not necessarily doing it.
Yeah.
So you have to be in anticipation of, okay, if he's going to ask him this, I'm probably going to ask him that. Yeah. You might not get to it, but it would definitely help. Because if you imagine that person sitting there listening to your presentation, how much
opportunity that they get to express their work, right?
Yeah.
What usually happens is you talk about this, question. This is what usually happens, okay? Especially some of the full-time people who are really good at this thing, they're going to bring up a question that they know about and you didn't really show as much of, or you know, like you didn't necessarily address fully or holes in your logic or whatever. They're going to bring up and say, you know what, I think I spoke at something like this, or they know a person, they know, and they're going to explain it to you. And then they will phrase that as a question. Why are they doing that? Because they don't get a chance to express themselves as critiques. So if on the first couple of questions, you give them a chance to express themselves as an excuse, yeah, they're going to feel great about that. Yeah. Strategic. Well, your presentation is really strategic.
Well, I can't have them not look at my thing.
Yeah. But I would say this, mister. Your presentation, make sure when you do it tomorrow, like, because I think it's kind of risk reward. Like, most of the presentations are pretty clear, like, what they have to do. So yours have to work in a particular way. So we're going to see tomorrow whether it works.
Yeah.
I mean, I'm looking forward to it. I think it's going to be cool.
I know. Yeah.
So we'll see, you know, we'll see. But the good news is, like, I think the best news is whatever you guys do tomorrow, you have a chance from yesterday or tomorrow to the day after to really, you know, improve on it. Like, to make those few wrinkles become
wrinkles.
Okay. Do you have any other questions? Do they, people have technical difficulties with the game still? Or are you guys all to be,
I have a question for you.
Okay.
Actually, it's a
web question. Does anybody have, like, crazy technical, like, I'm talking about, like, if I don't solve this in the next couple hours, I might not have any working thing. Like, does anybody have something like that? I just want to make sure. Are you serious? Do we have that? I just want to make sure everybody has, like, a presentable thing of some sort. That's all.
Yeah.
You don't have that, Maya?
I sort of happily have that. Like, I have COVID for it and it works in person.
Okay.
Not working. It's like, it doesn't work.
Yeah, so those of you who don't have that, like, you know, we're going to talk about it. Like, we're going to help you make your game, basically. We're going to help you make your game. Oh, web is not
Radio.
Web is not Radio. Web is, as long as it's accessible, you can do it on the web, anything will go. So, if it's not the right place, I understand it's, you know, it's something. It's like, what I'm talking about is your phone going red. You play it, and it's red, or the screen is black, you know? So make sure you guys do our intermediate stuff. If you're processing something, make a screenshot. In math, it's just easy, right? You just do a screen capture. Yeah, like, just do a screen capture. Because, you know, my game, I didn't show the game. I could have, but I just showed the video, which is faster. You know, make a video. And then, JC, for you, the technical, just make sure.
Yeah, I'm going to record it tonight and put it on the site. That way, if anything doesn't work, it goes straight
to the site. Yeah. Like, having a computer, but also. Yeah.
It's essentially the same thing as whether I do it live or whether I play it.
Yeah, and if you do a lot, just practice it. Like, practice it.
Yeah, practice
it. Great. Awesome. Do you have a code that is not blank? Like, you can show something, right? Like,
yeah.
Your code project is not going to be
similar to how I do it. That's pretty simple. I'm going to say, like, what are the topics that are not.
printed on the site, so it just says like
a
lab, but also.
So what is the processing part?
Right here, it's the media part of this file.
Yeah,
the situation. Like the C wave, the sound wave, and over the yeah.
Okay, so you might want to just show like.
Do you need to show a separate file?
Well, I think you need to at least show the processing sketch a little bit, like on a given. Like you don't want to show the whole game. You can just put on the slides a GIF like for the processing working. Because then you can say, oh, the processing works, and that can import it in my image. So like in your slides you have a processing sketch window.
Like you don't have a slide use that.
Yeah.
So in one of your slides, you have a two-part window.
This part of the window is screen capture of the processing game, and it's like just a skip. It's just a skip. Yeah, it just keeps looping. And then you can now put an arrow, put that into the web. Do you know what I mean? Like, so you do text, arrow, and then a screen capture of your website.
It doesn't sound like
you need it, but
it's just making a lot of sense.
It's better than this because when you show you this, by the way, this is amazing. This is beautiful. I love this. Yeah, I love this. It's great. But people can automatically ask, like, okay, so what was the process? Like, you don't have to ask that question. You have that system right there. Yeah.
So should I show the presentation? Should I do the presentation first? Then go just
like
go over and go back to it, or
I think for you it's half. I don't think you want to show your entire presentation of going to our site because you tend to be a little bit on the slower side. So I would do like halfway through the presentation or something and just go to the web. That way you can't run out of time, you know? So you do like, I don't know, four minutes of your intro, introduce yourself, introduce your concept, blah blah blah. I did it from top of the processing engineering web, and just try to go into the web early. Because, yeah, this is nice. This is amazing. This is really cool.
So, this is like a menu class, you know, about the topic, and then we're going to say why, what's going to cause us all this to be an issue. And then we have a start of the show.
You did P5 on top of this?
Yeah.
Yeah. So make sure you tell people that it's not. This is amazing.
Wow.
This is a new part. Wow. This is really cool.
Register
Yeah.
This is showing September song this morning.
Yeah. Yeah, I just like this. It's
very cool. You like the name?
No,
it's fine.
What's it? It's good for topics too.
他们是 part-time faculty. Yeah, but you